And on the line now I have Andy Murray from the Viking Theatre in the Sheds in Clontarf. Hello, good morning to you, Andy.
Hello, Noel. How are you? Happy Christmas.
Same to you. Just looking through some of the productions you have coming up over the Christmas and after the Christmas, I want to run through them, which are some great ones coming up. There's one at the moment, the Christmas Carol started on Monday and it's running till the 22nd.
That's right. Yeah, it's back with us for the fourth year, would you believe? And it's a great success again. It's a lovely show that everybody loves. It's nearly sold out. We do have a few left for Sunday, Sunday evening. We were putting on a couple of shows on Sunday. But yeah, it's a really nice show. Very true to the novel. And going down really well with people.
Yeah, it's good to see it not tampered with too much. Some of the productions and some of the movies made, they sort of try to do it a bit differently and it always messes it up a little bit. So I'm glad you're staying faithful.
Exactly, okay. Yeah.
And now the other one you have, the comedy, you have plenty of comedy, I notice, over the Christmas as well, Friday the 27th.
We do indeed, yeah. Pat McDonald and John Colleary, who have been with us a couple of times, people who would know them from Irish Pictorial Weekly or The Savage Eye. And of course, Pat played Owen McLove, the famous Owen McLove from Father Ted. So they're really funny guys. It's a great, guaranteed to be a great night out there. They're great comedians, top class comedians.
This is just a one night on the 27th, so people book now if you want to get in.
And then, exactly.
You follow that up then with the lady. It's not Ladies Force this case. She's on the 20th.
No. Enya Martin. We're saving the best for last. Enya Martin. Yeah, she's an up-and-coming comedian. She's done a lot of stuff online, little sketches. People can, if you Google her name now, you'll find lots of links to sketches that she's done online. And her popularity has just grown and grown. She sold out Vicar Street not so long ago. She's become a really big thing, so we're delighted to have her in for the first time at the Viking for Christmas.
God help us around that time, just after Christmas, after all the stress. It's great that we can look forward to something that'll give us a good laugh over a couple of days.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. So I suppose we'll just go over about the Viking Theatre itself a little bit, if you don't mind, Andy, just to let people know where it is, what it is, and how people can book.
Yeah, we're at the junction of Clontarf Road and Vernon Avenue. We're upstairs in Connolly's The Sheds pub, a well-known Dublin pub. So, as people know, you're welcome to grab a drink downstairs at the bar and bring it into the theatre with you. It sort of adds to the enjoyment maybe at this time of year. And you can give us a shout on 087-112-9970. Or you can send us an email. All the details. If you Google Viking Theatre, all our details will come up there.
Yeah, and as people are thinking about, if you go down around that area, you might be a problem with parking. But there's no problem with parking there. There's loads and loads of parking across the road.
Indeed, yeah. We've got a large car park across the road. And there's free parking on the street at that time of the evening. So, yeah, we're all sorted in that department. I just want to say as well, Noel, we're doing, there's a charity concert on, two guys, Pete Holiday and Tony St. Ledger, are doing a gig on the 29th, and it's €10 in, and all proceeds go to St. Francis Hospice, so it's a great cause this time of year as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
It's going to be a big sellout, I'd say.
Yeah, and they recently won a great award, the charity award, Francis Hospice, and also celebrating 30 years as well. So that's all happening.
Yeah,
that's Halliday and St. Ledger. That's on the 29th Sunday. Finally, I wanted to go on. This was a great success in Smock Alley, and it's the play about the Stardust. So give us a little bit of background to this.
Indeed, yeah. This play is actually written by a girl called Gemma Kane, and her mom and dad were there on the night of the terrible tragedy in the Stardust. But it ended happily for them, thanks be to God. They actually got engaged on that night and went on to get married and have Gemma, I guess. So in a lot of ways, it's not all about the tragedy. It's about young people growing up at that time. In the 70s and the 80s, and falling in love and all that kind of thing. But obviously, there is an underlying element to the whole thing, and that deals with the tragedy that did happen. But we're really looking forward to having it in. It's done so well so far. It's been on in Smock Alley in town, sold out several shows, and we're really looking forward to having it in.
Okay, that's starting on the 6th and it's running up to the 18th. So again,
that's right, for 2 weeks, yeah.
Okay, and people can look up your website for all the productions or give you a call.
Yeah, exactly. VikingTheatreDublin.com is our website and all the details are there for all upcoming shows.
Okay, well, listen, congratulations yourself and a wonderful selection of stuff. And that's only, we're only been talking there about literally maybe 3 weeks there, and there's great production.
Exactly, yeah.
And a great mixture of productions as well. And congratulations yourself, Andy, and all the staff there. Happy Christmas to you all.
Yeah, same to you, Noel. And so I just want to thank you and Sandra for everything over the past year, and to all the staff at Near FM, and wish everybody a happy Christmas.
Thanks very much, Andy. Thank you.
All right, Noel. Mind yourself.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Andy there, Andy Murray from the Viking Theatre, and it's VikingTheatreDublin.com if you want to find out about all the productions we've been talking about, especially that one that's on the 6th to the 18th, and it's called 48. Yes, I'm right there. It's the 6th on to the 18th, sorry, and it's called 48. But some good comedy there beforehand, the two lads and then the lady and all that, but just look up all the productions there as well.